Because in the last 15 minutes is when we usually get quite a bit of volatility. You can see the Dow is, can you say hello, records? How are the wife and kids? We missed you. We are back in record territory. Look at this. The Dow is up 107 points. The S&P 500 pushing records up almost 7 points. And then you got the NASDAQ. It's falling a bit. It's off about 12 points. We're going to hit all of this. We've got the team lined up, but we want to get right to David Strzeszewski. He is the Sound Planning Group CEO to help us make heads or tails of what all of this means. And the way I set you up, David, was let's look at 2022. How do you top? What is it, 27.5% year-to-date return on the S&P 500? I don't think anybody expects that, but should we expect to be positive next year?
You know, great question. I think I can speak out of both sides of my mouth relating to that subject and say, you know, fundamentally speaking, there's five things that move the market. And we could say corporate earnings right now are looking good. And so that's one of the five. We got to look at inflation, interest rates, then what the Fed is doing about these things. And then the fifth one would be the geopolitical event coming into it. So I think that we're facing some headwinds right now that could challenge just this continuous bull market continuing to run. The specific ones that I would bring up are that, hey, we're looking at 40-year inflation. And so it is pretty amazing that the consumer in America here has continued relatively strong in their buying habits, et cetera, et cetera. But we're looking at interest rates right now. They're at 40-year lows. Most are not aware that over the last 40 years, September 1981, the Federal Reserve has been reducing interest rates. And so we find ourselves in a unique time frame where the third thing now, the Federal Reserve is making some adjustments to what, you know, they're looking at with their buying programs and also the accommodations they've made here with the market. So that in conjunction with some Omicron and, you know, maybe a few other surprises that we don't know about. You know, we do know that all good things come to an end. So
yes.
I'm cautiously optimistic, but you know, we do need to kind of be thinking about some of these other areas as well.
David, nobody wants to be the last person at the party who has to clean up and turn off the lights. But let's talk about this interest rates and specifically what you're advising investors. Some of us were alive and conscious in September of 1981. Did I hear you correctly? I thought the Fed was raising interest rates under Volcker in 81 and 82. Did you say they were dropping them? Was it a real interest rate that you're referring to?
September 1981 was when the 10-year Treasury essentially summited its high amount, a little over 15%. And then from there, they've just been reducing interest rates, which has ultimately led to a significant bull market over the last 40 years for bonds. Also, the real estate market, that accommodation mm-hmm. has obviously helped corporate earnings as corporations don't need to pay as much, relatively speaking, for debt bonds. And so we find ourselves in this really unique moment. And, you know, goodness,
yeah.
I vote it goes up forever. Right. So that's my vote. But here's the reality. We got to understand that there's two sides to this thing as well.
Right. So, OK, I was at the party, but not paying attention in 1981. When we look
yes,
at
sir.
What's coming in the next year and you talk about probably perhaps you believe, I think, did I get this correct? You expect more than three interest rate increases. But before we talk about the obvious way to play that, you're telling people look at munis and lots of people, you know, munis can have a higher yield, but there can be some real dogs out there with munis. You got to be careful. There has been default.
Absolutely. And you bring up such a great point here. So I want people to pay attention to municipal bonds and where they're exposed specifically in debt assets. Now, most are not aware that there are five specific ways that we can lose money inside of bonds. So we've got the interest rate increases, which we're talking about with the Fed right now. Guaranteed bonds are going to lose in that environment. We've got the fact that bonds are yielding less than what interest or inflation rather is giving us. And so we need to be really cautious about that because we're guaranteed to lose. But defaults, credit changes here, you know, in this post-COVID world, there are industries and organizations that we need to be paying attention to. And one of those things is municipals. If municipals have, I don't know, one of the things we've been really considering here is how many people are migrating or moving away from places like New York, Illinois, New Jersey, Washington State, where I preside right now, California, and they're moving to other places. But my guess is that they're not tapering back on their spending, but they're assuming that taxes are going to go up and that the tax revenue is going to be there. What happens to those municipals when there's not the same revenues? And so I think it's really important that we were cautious about this because that tax savings, who cares if you end up losing?
Let's switch from muni bonds to just very simple bonds. And you're saying, look, you can get burned. I think it's, what was it, the Paul Simon song? What is it, 50 ways to leave your lover? You've got 5 ways to lose money with bonds. But let's talk about ways to make money with bonds. Obviously, short duration.
Obviously, short duration is where you need to be if you're, and individual selection as well. You know, what happens is when we buy bond funds is that we automatically get that net present value change relative to the interest rate adjustments that the Federal Reserve might be doing. And so it just works like a seesaw, like my kids are playing on. So we talked about September 1981. Well, if interest rates have been going down, the value of bonds were going up. Said another way, if you bought a bond yielding 16%, the new one yields 12. Well, your 16 is more than the 12. That's, you can sell at a gain. That's what's been happening for the last 40 years. Interest rates go up. You own a 2% bond, and now they issue at 3. Your net present value is worth less. So at least if we keep individual bonds, we can hold them to duration. And but there is also alternatives to bonds out there that people should be paying attention to as well.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to invite you back. That's not unfortunate. Would love to have you back. But let's talk about those alternatives right after the new year, because people will have cash, we assume, pending any kind of apocalyptic issue, that they will want to put to use. And the traditional methods may not be as profitable. All the best to you, David. We appreciate your being here. And David Straczynski is the Sound Planning Group CEO. Common spelling on his name, by the way.